This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Lately, you guys, my son Barrett has become increasingly obsessed with sharks. So we had the opportunity to go to the aquarium yesterday to go and take a look at what they've got going on there.
Before we hear how Barrett enjoyed the aquarium, so are you making him watch Jaws or something like that?
No.
Like, what? How did he even, is it baby shark? Like, what is the, how did he get hooked on sharks?
The library at school.
Oh, okay.
Because they've got all these shark books available. So then when it's
propaganda.
When it's come time for things like the book fair, he's getting books about two things, sharks and the Titanic.
Well, have you had him watch either of those films?
Not yet. But we went to the aquarium and he was so fired up to go and see sharks. And they have the new ocean pavilion open now where there are some sharks.
Yes.
So from the moment that we walked in, that was all he could talk about. But I did get a little bit of a review from him.
Barrett, where did we just go exploring today?
The aquarium.
Yeah, and what was the best part about the aquarium?
Seeing the sharks and the boats.
And the boats?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say seeing Mom spend a ridiculous amount of money to take me to the aquarium. Can
Ouch.
We guess?
Yeah, sure.
So just two of you?
Two of us.
Can we count parking as well?
And you count the gift shop?
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay. So I'm going 180.
I'll go 145.
It was about 125.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got to go for free.
They're practically giving it away.
What was the part that you didn't like about the aquarium?
None of the parts.
You loved it all?
Except that it took... The part I didn't like, I took a long time to find a parking spot.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you. That was me at the Kraken game last night as well. Finding parking sucks.
Spoken like a true Seattle suburb liver.
Yes. And funny enough, that was my least favorite part, too.
He ended up going on a rant about how this is why I don't go to Seattle. Bunch of homeless people and expensive parking.
Exactly.
Oh, to find a parking spot. Yeah, that was definitely the worst part for me, too. What toy did you get from the toy shop?
What do you think, Danny?
Ooh, I'm going to go with some kind of shark stuffy.
Like a hammerhead shark?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
A snapper shark?
Pretty cool.
All right, yeah, sure.
It's the little gripper thing, you know, where it chomps at the end. It's like a grabber gripper thing. You know mm-hmm. what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That was what it was. But it was only like $13, so that was fairly inexpensive on the entire
so
day.
The aquarium is so expensive that if something is like under $20, you're like, oh, this is like free.
Right? I was like, let's get two. But here's the best part, though. So he's so obsessed with sharks right now that when we walked in, they tell you budget about 2 hours for this visit, 2 or so hours. The moment we walked in, he's like, where are these sharks? And I'm like, buddy, we're going to go over here to the touch pools. Okay, cool. I touched the thing. Where's the sharks? I'm like, okay, well, let's go over here and look at the jellyfish. Okay, cool. I saw the jellyfish. Where are the sharks?
So he was just pleasing you. Like, he was just appeasing you to, like, okay, I'll touch a starfish. Okay,
yes.
I'll do this. Okay, I'll look at the sea otters.
Were we went to the otter. The otters were out. The seals were out. Everything was out. And Barrett could give an F. He was just so hell-bent on seeing these damn sharks.
And I will say that the Seattle Aquarium is severely lacking in sharks. There's, like, two, like, in the entire aquarium.
Danny, his level of disappointment when he saw, like, maybe 3 sharks was... It was glaringly obvious.
I was like, we're in Seattle. Like, there should be a whole shark exhibit. When I first moved here, I speak from an aquarium membership holder, okay?
Ooh.
And, you know, at that point, I'm like, what are we doing, guys? Like, there's more sharks in Albuquerque.
I had no problem with the amount of sharks that I saw at the aquarium. I was more disappointed that the sea otters weren't out when we went.
Oh, they were very cute yesterday.
We saw like
Steve.
Three or four sharks. I was like, I don't need to see any more sharks than that. I wasn't expecting okay, I need 30 sharks.
I think Barrett was expecting to see about 30 sharks. They were rehabbing this one leopard shark though that was pretty cool in one of the little medical pools. So that was pretty neat. But I could just tell he was like, where are the rest of the sharks?
What about stingrays? Did he like the stingrays?
I was excited about them. I'm like, look, they look like they're smiling. They're so cute underneath.
And they're massive.
They're huge. But
yeah. Jellyfish exhibit.
I thought it was great. Yeah. Barrett was like, where's more sharks, please? But we had a blast. It was so fun.
Then maybe you should let him watch Jaws and see how he feels about sharks after that.
Or Shark Tank,
yeah.
Great ideas, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.